It's June 26, 2016, and this is the Rhode Island Educator's Guide to Personalized Learning. I'm your host, Arthur Barrett, and today I have an early episode to help you survive the long car trip to Grandma's house or the beach. Season 1 of the cast is over, it was a great success, and Season 2 will be really fun in the fall, with all kinds of great interviews lined up. These summer episodes will feature some of our past contributors and their end of the school year adventures into personalized learning. Today's episode is from Rebecca Boswell, elementary teacher at Blackstone Valley Prep Charter in Cumberland, Rhode Island. We're going to pick up partway through her explaining her plan to initiate student-led conferences in her school year next year. Student-led conferences give students more ownership in their education and make them agents in monitoring progress toward their educational goals. I'm excited that Rebecca will be personalizing her classroom even more next year using this method, and I'm happy that she was willing to share this plan with you. Maybe you too will give your students the chance to lead conferences next year. So here is Rebecca Boswell.
I decided that I want to create a concrete action plan for student-led conferences that third grade and hopefully other grades can implement for the 2016-2017 school year. As a building and a third grade team, one of our goals is around students taking ownership over their learning, data, and progress. Student-led conferences is a critical move in working towards this goal because it puts students in charge of sharing information about their progress with their families. They take the lead in communicating their learning. There are many other reasons this practice is going to be beneficial for our scholars, their families, and for us. It helps students build the skills for speaking and listening called out by Common Core and the skills needed for success in college and the world beyond, which is central to our mission at BVP. It builds student engagement because students will now have a hand in creating how their progress is reported. It builds responsibility, organization, and decision-making in our scholars because they have ownership of much of the process. The structure builds students' sense of responsibility and accountability for their own learning, and it helps to hone their understanding of what it means to meet learning targets. It also teaches higher-order skills of metacognition and analysis, which is one of our building goals for this school year. These conferences also help foster a culture of evidence-based academic mindsets because students are required to provide evidence for their learning. Student-led conferences also greatly enhance family engagement, which is always something we are looking to improve on as a grade and a school. This conference structure builds family members' interests and understanding in what has been happening in the classroom. Student-led conferences connect families and the school around the real work of students by putting them in an authentic, helpful role. It allows for everyone, family, scholar, and teacher to have an active role in contributing to the growth of the scholar. Finally, student-led conferences will make learning more personal to our students by giving them a voice they have not had before. I'm sure by now you are all thinking that this all sounds great, but are wondering how we are going to develop the structures necessary for getting started with student-led conferences. First, I want to clearly define the roles of everyone involved in the process. The role of the family members is to attend the conference and pay close attention to the student's presentation, offering reflections and questions when appropriate. Of course, the most important role of family members is to support the student's learning goals and academic progress at home. The role of the teacher is to continue to use the student-engaged assessment practices that we are already familiar with, such as learning targets, portfolios, and using data with students in order to set them up for success during the student-led conference. We are also responsible for setting clear expectations and guidelines for student-led conferences, helping students understand and practice their role. The teacher makes time and provides structure for students to make selections of their work, prepare reflections, and practice presentation skills. The role of the student is to lead the conference. Preparation for the conference is key, and as is the completion of solid work that is evidence of meeting learning targets. Throughout the trimester, students keep their work and organize it in portfolios. Before the conference, students follow classroom guidelines to prepare and practice. Selections of work are made and practice conferences will be held. A typical student-led conference should start with a scholar sharing progress made toward their goals and highlighting artifacts in their portfolios that demonstrate their learning in each academic subject area. For example, they could show assessment data, daily work, project work, or a series of drafts leading to a final project. Then scholars share work. They could do demonstrations or provide any evidence of learning in all their enrichment classes. As you heard from our head of school, Mr. Quadros, that's something that he really wanted to push for this year. While the student is sharing, the teacher will actively listen, support the scholar if necessary, and plan to provide feedback to the scholar at a later time. If parents are struggling to think of questions to ask their child, the teacher can start to make suggestions such as, what piece are you most proud of, or what challenges did you face? At the conclusion of the conference, students will ask their parents if they have any questions. Parents will be asked to give their child feedback on the student-led conference, either verbally or in writing. And then finally, the teacher, scholar, and parents will collaboratively set goals for the next coming trimester. Since student-led conferences have a very different structure than our families are used to, I think it is important to communicate with families at the beginning of the year, letting them know why these conferences are important and what to expect. In the resource packet, you'll find a sample letter to families informing them of what to expect. Since we only have 20 minutes for our conferences, sticking to an agenda will be essential to keep things running smoothly. In the resource packet, you'll find a sample teacher agenda. There you will also find a checklist for teachers that provide a sense of the scope of preparation required from teachers in order to make these conferences successful. In order to prepare students for these conferences, they will need ample time to practice. In the resources packet, you will find a sample script that we can use as a scaffold to help students develop public speaking skills. Since so much time and effort will be spent on the students' part in preparing and executing these conferences, I'd like us to consider grading their performance. In the resource packet, I list out many different learning targets that students can work towards during a conference so that we can make personalized rubrics and generate evaluative scores collaboratively. We will need to continue working on improving our practices around student portfolios. As a team, we can decide if this year we want them to be set up by subjects, with students pulling their best work from each subject area, or by standards. In the resource packet, there is an example of what a student self-evaluation form of their work can look like. I also attached a student checklist that will help students take ownership over the preparations necessary to reflect on their work in progress. Another important component is goal setting. As with reflection, students must be taught how to set effective goals for their learning. The opportunity to set goals in the presence of teachers and family members is a powerful way for students to engage everyone in helping them make progress. In the resource packet, I have attached goal setting sheets that can be collaboratively filled in during this portion of the conference. All of these materials are, of course, open for change once I have everyone's feedback. I don't think that this transition to student-led conferences will be easy, but at the end of the day, it is what is best for scholars. Now I hope to address some of the concerns about this transition that have already been brought to me from my team. A problem that came up for me this year was around what happens when a student is lacking meaningful work. I think that if a student has not met expectations in class, the conference can still be a positive experience, but the lack of progress should never be a surprise to a family member of the student. Another concern that the team had was what to do if families or students do not come to the conference. If a family member cannot attend, a well-prepared scholar could conduct a conference at home and ask a family member to record comments and reflections. Another possibility is that a supportive adult from the community, maybe a counselor, another teacher, or an administrator, could fill in for a family member. If a student cannot attend, the teacher can video or audio record the student's presentation and play it for the family at conferences. The most important thing here is that every student has a chance to reflect on his or her learning. I have heard everyone's biggest concern loud and clear, and that's time. Many of you are concerned that there is not enough time allocated to prepare for student-led conferences. I think what we learned from last year is that these conferences cannot be thrown together last minute. My plan for this school year is to use 3 of the weekly 30 minutes we get for town hall each week for preparation. During this time, teachers can share criteria with students. Students can select work for their portfolio, write reflections, watch videos of conferences, work on their scripts, practice with a peer, and more. Teachers can also check in regularly with students in order to proactively help a student that may be struggling to find meaningful work, which was a concern that I listed earlier. In conclusion, student-led conferences are a key strategy for engaging students in assessment because students take the lead role in communicating their learning. Students are more likely to be motivated to improve, and they involve nearly all families in the learning process. I'm really excited to bring my action plan to my school and partner with my grade to see where implementing student-led conferences will take our scholars and their learning this year.
Thank you for listening to Rebecca Boswell's podcast on student-led conferences. We hope it gave you the chance to think about how to personalize learning in your classroom. A big thanks to Alejandro Da Silva for our theme music and to you for listening. Please tell your friends and colleagues to subscribe to this podcast and leave a rating. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Rhode Island Educator's Guide to Personalized Learning. And remember, learning is always personal.